Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
I missed that. He's Will, I'm Jeremy.
I once invited Jeremy to a TikTok live I was doing, suggest people to invite, and I'm just now remembering.
I think I saw it like 3 weeks after you sent it.
Did you try to join?
No.
What?
Because it was 3 weeks after you sent it.
But still.
Well, I imagine you weren't live anymore.
Why didn't you text me and be like, hey, man.
That's not my style.
Saw it. Super sorry.
You think I'm a much of a communicator?
Really sorry.
It's one of the worst things I do in my marriage, actually. I'm a very poor communicator.
What? So am I.
I'm
and
bad.
I've gotten better.
I think I've gotten better.
I think it's a guy thing, allegedly.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fair.
Branhams are famously not the most, like,
what are you
communicative
bad at communicating?
Person. All my feelings, you know.
Well, I definitely
all my deepest, darkest secrets,
yeah,
vulnerability,
that sure.
You know, being vulnerable with a missus.
Yeah, that.
Here's what makes me sad. This is what made me sad today. Yeah. Whenever Will didn't think that Jenny Kavnar was great, it made me get into my feels a little bit.
Yeah.
That, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm what just also bad at like saying I'm not coming home after the gym. I'm going elsewhere for a moment.
Well, I'm a pretty boring person, so my wife never has to worry about
that.
Well,
I'm going to HEB. It's not I'm doing something exciting.
I usually don't detour, like, what is the word I'm looking for?
Detour?
Detour from my plans. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to work today. Okay, now I'm coming home from work.
See ya.
Do you want any food on the way home? Okay, then
then
I'll be home 20 minutes later. If not, I'll be home when I'm normally home.
I mean, it's the same thing for me.
Yeah.
I feel free when I don't say that I'm going to be 20 minutes behind.
It makes me feel like was it the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz that had no
heart.
Feelings? We had no heart. Yeah,
Tin Man no heart, Lion no courage, Scarecrow no brain.
Okay,
so it was no.
So probably two of three, but let's go with the Tin Man here.
No heart,
no heart. Like at times I feel like I'm the Tin Man. My wife's like, "What made you feel today?" I'm like, "I didn't really feel much of anything. I just kind of woke up." Did my prep, did my show, came home to you. Sweet.
If I was asked how I felt, I'd be like, what do you mean?
Was I supposed to feel anything in
about
between
what?
That? Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, so I'm not really in touch with my feelings, I've been told.
No, I'm good on all that.
Which, you know, Branhams are kind of that way.
Yeah.
We don't really, you know, I don't think we have feelings. We're very much the Tin Man, you know.
All right, I've got thoughts. I don't have feelings.
Yeah.
You got thoughts.
What made you feel today? Not much.
Feel.
Mike Burrows, that made me feel something.
Such a loaded word.
Mike Burrows made me feel like I'm watching the worst pitcher in the American League, sweetie. Is that what you're talking about?
That's your thought.
And this is like, no, I don't mean sports. I'm like, oh, well, then I got nothing.
You're right, though.
I'm a one-trick pony. All right, tip of the cap. Well, who are you tipping a cap to in this weekend of sports? 713-780-3776. You were telling me about the hockey match a little bit earlier. Anybody you're tipping a cap to from the hockey match?
I mean, I want to tip it to the hockey fans in general. And I want to, you know, how about fans right now? I want to give it to New York fans because what the Knicks fans are doing, did you see the video of them, one, taking over the arena in San Antonio, taking over the streets in New York, but then the videos from Jersey across the water, you can hear the roar of Knicks fans when they win from Jersey.
Don't they call that Dumbo? Isn't there an area
that's
down
Brooklyn.
There called Dumbo?
That's in Brooklyn.
It's in Brooklyn?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I thought
yeah.
it was in Jersey.
No.
Okay,
Brooklyn.
My bad.
So, The fans have been awesome. The Carolina Hurricane fans have been awesome. And the Knights fans in the Stanley Cup playoffs have also been awesome. Just like this time of year, it's the first time in a long time, I think, I've been excited for the NBA Finals. Just because of the fan energy and the players, you know, giving a damn.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, that's kind of what, like, that's the greatness of sports, I think. Or kind of like the being in the arena. In this case, maybe into the streets a little bit.
Have you seen the cheapest ticket to get in,
like
MSG?
$4,000?
No, well, it may have dropped, but yesterday it was $10,000.
Did you see Cam Scatabo?
No.
Did you see what he's like in hot water right now? Because he posted on like his stories or something. He's like, I'm willing to buy courtside tickets, $500. And he posted that like on Instagram.
Shut
and
up.
He's getting blasted.
They're like six figures.
I know, that's why he's getting blasted.
Like half a million, dummy.
That's why he's getting blasted. He's like, I mean, oh, look at this pretentious running back. Think he can do whatever he wants.
Is he pretentious or is he taking a few shots?
I don't know if he's pretentious or dumb here. Maybe both.
I think it's the latter.
He's got a lack of feel.
500.
Yeah, he's like, I'm willing to offer $500. Looking for courtside tickets for game three. Willing to offer $500 each.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you're going to have a Kardashian. And what is his name? Chalamet or whatever? Timothy Chalamet?
Oh, yeah.
What's how you say his last name?
Chalamet.
Yeah, no, Chalamet. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Ben Stiller's going to be there. Yep.
Everyone.
Spike's going to be there. He's going to be in the suite.
So that was the big question because, you know, when he's obviously famously forever a New Yorker. And back in the day before he was president, he was always he was on the baseline.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Or sideline, you know, courtside. Oh, yeah. Last time they were in the finals, there's videos of Patrick Ewing and him hugging and, like, all this stuff. Because he's always been around. So I guess he's going to be in the suite tonight.
That's what I was reading. Yeah. I mean, first acting president.
Obviously makes sense. Isn't that crazy? I can't believe Barack Hussein Obama was not at an NBA final game.
He's been to a finals game, but never when he was an acting president.
That's still crazy. Why?
I think it's crazy.
Yeah. I think it's crazy that no president has ever been.
I agree.
I wonder if it's just because they're small, like arenas are small.
And oh, it's maybe. Just
maybe hectic. I don't know.
It's more confined.
Hard to get in and out.
Yeah, it's probably a good call.
That's my guess. Because they do football, obviously, all the time. And
yeah,
then
football,
baseball.
They got the snipers on the roof, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, being from the New York area, from Connecticut, after 9/11, was at the World Series when Scott Brosius hit that home run to left field.
That's cool.
It's just nuts. And you want to talk about security and snipers and like all that? That was
that
was a sight to behold.
I'm going to tip a cap to Tomball High School. They beat Memorial in the state title game. Third championship for Tomball in baseball. C.J. Sampson, son of former Astro Chris Sampson, the ace of that team. I think he went the distance. I think he threw a complete game. He's off to A&M next year.
That's awesome.
So tip of the cap to Tomball. All the teams that have punched their ticket to the College World Series in Omaha.
Been a great
tip to cap
World
there.
Series.
Yeah, you know what stinks, though, is that you didn't have a single Monday game three. I'm bummed out about that.
I do 100% agree with that.
They had two games that were suspended because of weather yesterday
that
spilled into today, but there were both game twos. You didn't have a single Monday game three. All of the four series that started on Saturday, all four went just two games. So we could be watching some college baseball right now. Instead, we got a blank screen. But no, congratulations to all eight of them. Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Texas, Troy, North Carolina,
cool
and
that?
West Virginia. Really cool.
How about the Georgia like ballpark and that atmosphere and
it's
the fans?
Huge it down the line, by the way.
Crazy.
I didn't realize it was 350 down the
line. Yeah, and there were some bombs hit down there too. Uh-huh. I mean, some tanks.
Who are you pulling for here? Who you hoping wins this thing?
I mean, of course, Troy will be a neat little story. I don't think that it matters in college baseball if it's the powerhouses like the Blue Bloods. In the Final Four for basketball, it matters. I mean, the numbers certainly do because I think the casual fan is more educated than the casual fan in college baseball. I don't think anybody knows anything about college baseball. They know the schools.
Yeah.
Speak
for yourself.
What? You don't know anything about anything.
Speak for yourself.
You don't know.
It just means more.
Just me, yeah. It'd be Troy. Troy would be cool. West Virginia's got a great fan base. I don't really care. Just want to see good baseball.
Yeah. I'm pulling for Alabama. I'm friends with their head coach, Rob Vaughn.
Humble brag.
Funny you say humble brag because he was my teammate at Humble High School.
At Humble Brag U,
Humble High School. We played for David Sitton. His mama.
Didn't you have like four at-bats in high school?
Five. Two for five. 400 hitter. Yeah. You're looking at a 400 hitter, Will. But Rob Vaughn, high school teammate, was 2 years younger than me. He got way more at-bats than I did.
You still talk to him?
I haven't talked to him in a little while. When he took the Alabama job. When he took the Alabama job, I reached out, hey, congratulations.
And
Oh, he said, thanks. Miss Fennell is his mother.
He gave you a thumbs up.
Fennell is his mother. Miss Fennell, as a senior gift, gave me a toiletry bag with my name embroidered in it.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
I do.
Very sweet.
I need to check. I'm pretty sure it's still that. I think it's that brown leather bag. Yeah, and then their son, too, or not their son, but their pitcher, Alabama's number two pitcher, is the son of a high school friend of mine. So I have two connections to Alabama. The head coach is a friend, and then their number two starter, who pitched in the clincher yesterday, got the win in that game, draft eligible, by the way. Their number two starter is the son of a high school friend. So I'm pulling for Alabama.
6 degrees.
I got two people I know on that team.
6 degrees of separation with anybody that's successful in baseball to you.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm friends with Rob and, you know, Zane Adams.
That's awesome. I'm here for it. I got to look at the – how many teams – how many teams punch your ticket to the College World Series?
Eight. Okay. And then you get four on each side. And then the winner of the double elimination 14 bracket plays in the College World Series final series in a best of three.
It's kind of interesting. Who do you think anyone's going to break the Jello shot record today, this year? Because LSU, I believe, holds it.
No. No. LSU's got the only chance to ever break that. If anybody
– West Virginia would be the only one that could.
I think Ole Miss got a chance. If I had to pick one that would – no one's going to break the record. But who will lead it this year? I think it's Ole Miss.
Have you been to that bar?
No. I haven't either. No, the only time I've been to Omaha was like 20 years ago. And I don't remember much about it. Not because of that. It's because it was 20 years ago.
Have enough shots, buddy?
Gee whiz. I didn't have any Jello shots there. Jeez. Kimi Antonelli gets the tip of the cap. He won the F1 race over the weekend. He's winning all the races. This guy's going to be the champion in F1. He's going to win it all.
Do you like F1?
I like the Netflix documentary.
Yeah, it's worn on me because it's just kind of the same thing. Rinse, repeat.
I don't watch the races.
I hate that the races suck. Monaco is the worst race in all of F1.
Where you win the pole, you win the race.
Yeah, exactly. So many of these races really truly happen on Saturday, depending on where you finish. And there are some guys, obviously, if you have bad runs in a fast car. But I wish Indy really had more popularity because it's probably some of the best racing. I like the bump and run, of course, in NASCAR. But F1 is just, it's got that popularity because of the show, and it's got the prestige to it. But
it's hot, too.
It's a bad product. It's not a great product.
Oh, I think it's a better product than NASCAR Indy.
Well, I don't know that it truly is a better racing product. It's got better PR, yes, for sure.
Well, I care about that part of it.
But the IndyCar racing is the best racing. It's the toughest racing, probably, and then NASCAR. Like, NASCAR is full contact. Like, it's hard and crazy as hell.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, but do any of them have as good a documentary as Drive to Survive?
No, that's the thing. 100% no.
Do they have the F1 kitty race highlights on Apple TV? If they don't have that, it's not for me.
I do not know.
Branham, baby, can we watch animated NASCAR from the race this weekend?
You can watch Cars.
The movie?
Yeah.
Not the same.
It's not.
Not the same. Tip of cap to the French Open champions. First-time champs, a pair of them on the men's
side.
Did
you watch that?
I did not.
I watched part of it, and I was like, nope.
Men's or the women's?
Men's.
Alexander Zverev?
The German.
He won.
Traditional spelling.
How do you say it?
Zverev.
Congratulations to Mr. Zverev on winning his first-ever French Open championship. And then Mira Andreeva on the women's side.
No Americans in anything, right?
I don't think they're American, no. I don't think.
I mean, I know there weren't men. I didn't see the women's.
No, she's not American.
When can the American men start playing more tennis? Like, what the hell? Since Sampras, it has sucked.
Roddick was all right.
He won one.
That's one.
Yeah.
Who's the best one? Is it Sinner? Is Sinner the best American right now?
I don't think Jake Sinner's not American, is he?
I thought he was, but I could be wrong. I'm not huge into tennis.
Tiafoe,
right now.
I believe, is the best American.
I thought Sinner was American. I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Because they did they had a tennis documentary, too, from the same people that made Drive to Survive.
That was okay.
No, it was
all right. Yeah, Sinner's Italian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Nah. What do you know? I'm thinking of somebody else then. I thought his name was
Sinner. Tiafoe's, I believe. Yeah, Tiafoe's American.
Who was the white guy? Who was the white American on the tennis documentary? I thought it was Sinner. You know what I'm talking about? He always wears his hat backwards. I'm thinking of a very distinct person. I think I got his name wrong.
Taylor Fritz?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Taylor Fritz. He's good, but he's not like, the problem with tennis is either you're winning or you're not. Like, there's not a whole lot of relevancy unless you're winning.
That's every sport.
I don't know. We don't watch the regular, like, not really.
Women's U.S. Open winner Nelly Korda. She gets a tip of the cap.
I watched that.
I watched the last holes while the other ones were in a rain delay. Swing. The best swing I've ever seen.
Gosh,
did you see the putt on 18?
Freddie Couples is the best swing I've ever seen.
I don't know. Nelly Korda's pretty good.
Her swing is just beautiful.
Freddie Couples, go Cougs. Did you see the final putt on 18? It was like a 3-footer for the win, and it went all the way around the cup and fell.
Like, it got like backdoored its
way
in.
I thought she missed it. I thought she missed it off the face, but it rolled around.
But that was for par or for birdie?
It was for par, but she was one up.
She was one up.
So if she would have bogeyed that, it went into a playoff. Yep. I want to say like a three women playoff. The Charlie Hole was there, everybody's favorite Brit.
She afterwards had a great press conference, as she always does, was saying it was – she just went for everything.
Yeah.
Went for all of it.
She said she had to get to 10 under. I think she finished at 7. I think Korda was at 8.
Yeah. She had to smoke any heart darts when she was out there?
I didn't see her smoking any. It must be frowned upon at the U.S. Open.
It's a ladies event.
You can do that at the Open Championship, but not at the U.S. Open.
It's and a then, ladies event.
And then JT Poston, he won the PGA Tour event. If he did not win...
That was a great tournament at the end.
He won by a playoff, yeah.
Great finish.
He beat Gerard.
Yeah.
If he, did you see his story, though? Because he needed to win to qualify for the U.S. Open, which is next week. And if he wasn't going to win this, he was going to go play in the qualifier today.
Damn.
So he was like, yeah, I really want to win it because I don't want to play in the qualifier. But he was set to play in the qualifier today if he didn't win that tournament. And
where's
he ended
the qualifier?
Winning the tournament. I have no idea.
It's some unique.
And I want to say it's a 36-hole qualifier. Oh, so he would have had to go play four competitive rounds at PGA. If he would have lost the playoff, he would have been playing in some 36-hole qualifier today.
U.S. Open qualifier.
There's probably a couple.
There's over 100 courses nationwide.
Well, it's probably to start.
36-hole final qualifying.
Where's that one?
10 international sites.
Okay, yeah.
Final one in Canada, England, and across the... Okay, this is way too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of qualifiers. Google sucks. That's why they call it the U.S. Open, because it's open to anybody.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Are you a good golfer?
If I tried, I could be okay.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
what do you mean if you try?
My dad's a teaching pro.
So your dad's good.
My grandpa has shot his age multiple times. It's in my genes. I just never put in the effort. It's in my genes. I roll out of bed and shoot an 88.
Stop. You would or do?
It depends. I've won a long drive contest. I can say that.
That's right. We talked about this last time.
My lowest round ever is an 81. So I'm not that good. I'm not that good.
That was probably at a real course.
I did it twice. I did it once at Tour 18. Damn. And then I did it.
I have not played Tour 18 yet.
What's the course over here?
Memorial?
By the Bayou? No, it's like it's close to. I don't remember the name of it.
Private or public?
It's public.
Ew.
It's public.
No idea.
That's very pretentious of me. Junkie says tip of the cap to Nelly Korda, Denny Hamlin, but not Texas Tech. There's a little NASCAR love.
There you go.
Deal. There you
Yeehaw.
Go. Big tough men don't have fillings. What about small, short, tough men? Hot take, is college baseball the best playoff format in college sports? Seems like baseball is the only sport NIL hasn't completely taken over. You're wrong about that.
They're definitely wrong. You just don't hear about it because no one talks about it.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest gap, actually.
Yeah.
I think NIL and baseball is the biggest gap between the SEC schools and everybody else.
Absolutely.
They're probably paying players about $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, A&M had a massive roster last season. Not that they don't this season, didn't even make it, and it was like a huge uproar because the investment was huge. I mean, millions.
They're spending lots of money in college baseball with the you know, they have been.
There's no, I mean, forget about SEC versus everybody else. A school like UH can probably pay, I don't know if they're in the millions yet.
I haven't heard that. I have no idea. I just worry about what I worry about.
They're far and away behind everybody else in the Big 12, let alone teams that are playing for national championships. So, like, I'm not saying UH can't compete, but until you get that dollar amount, like, just forget about it.
Oh, yeah, they're playing behind everybody else from a financial standpoint.
And they do in all sports, honestly. They're not as poor in basketball, though, as Kelvin would like everyone to think.
I just mind my own business. I have no idea what's going on.
No doubt. I have no doubt you have no idea what's going on.
They also, I don't know how to phrase this. I love the college baseball playoff format, but I don't love the regional format.
You want the reseeding.
No, that's part of it, yeah. But I don't love the four-team double elimination tournament. I wish everything were serious. I wish everything was a best-of-three series.
No, I don't. I like the double elimination.
It's just so different than what they do during the season. They play for 56 games, and for however many weeks that is, they're playing a three-game series every weekend. And then all of a sudden at the end of the year, here's a four-team double elimination tournament with your season on the line. I wish everything was a best-of-three series all the way to Omaha.
That's fine. Oh, my gosh. Is this true? I just looked up on Grok, the highest paid baseball teams in America. Holy. If this is true, and this is what this is.
$20
million. Tennessee's $13 million. LSU, $11 million. Didn't even make it. Ole Miss, $10.5 million. Arkansas, $9.8 million. A&M, $9 million. Texas, $8.5 million.
Well, I think they can have 40-man rosters now. So, there's a lot of players.
Smokes.
But, I mean, not every player is getting, you know, money. Or at least a lot
of
money.
No, but that's a massive...
Yeah, I mean,
there is almost $13 million.
Yeah, I think the top players that are getting NIL in baseball are probably close to seven figures.
Oh, no, though. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you have a team like Tennessee who's got $13 million, they're spreading that around with 40 players.
To a degree.
So there might be a player or two that's making $1 million. There's probably two or three more making 600.
I bet more are getting more than you think and less are getting less. I bet there's a pretty big gap. That's my guess. But so what I was going to say in conjunction to what you were saying about you wish it was all three-game series. I like it because it's akin to growing up and playing baseball. When you did these tournaments around the country, you would do all-round robin style. Like, you were guaranteed, you know, I don't know, five games, and you'd stay in the winner's bracket. If you win, you go in the loser's bracket if you lose, and you play your way throughout the weekend wherever you are.
Yeah. I think it's terrible for pitching.
I like it.
I think it's terrible for arms.
I think, I think we saw that this weekend, that how many runs, like 38 runs in games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
I wish everything was just 2 or 3. It's just more, it's just what they normally do. Junkie says Charlie's off the darts for your information.
Says what?
Charlie Hole.
Oh, she's off the darts, huh?
I didn't realize
she's got a patch. What's she doing?
I don't know.
Nicorette? Is Nicorette still a thing?
Junkie. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Get with it, dude.
No, I have no about
Nicorette.
Know
anything?
Brandon, would you rather Alabama win the College World Series or the U.S. men's national team win the World Cup? Oh, that's tough. Now you're really putting my... I think I would have to go with Alabama.
No.
I personally know two people.
Yeah, but what about
selfishly,
your
whole country? A dear friend of mine winning the College World Series, winning a national championship?
Dear
that would
friend.
Be all. Yeah.
Been too long.
No, we're high school teammates. I still have a toiletry bag from Miss Fennell Vaughn, Rob Vaughn's mother.
All right.
Yeah.
You make a good point.
We're dear friends. Lifelong friends.
We played
Little League basketball together. Come on the show. I'm not going to bother him right now.
Call it. You think he wouldn't drop what he's doing to come on the Joe and Jeremy show?
No, that's not the name of the show.
With Will filling in?
No, he wouldn't do that. If the Astros draft Justin LeBron, though, I'm going to reach out.
Okay.
I mean, nobody in Houston wants to hear about Alabama baseball.
I wouldn't say that. I do.
Name three.
Me, you, and AJ.
AJ couldn't care less. AJ just shook his head no.
AJ, wake up!
He just shook his head no. Junkie says that she's ripping Zins now. There's no way.
There's definitely a way. There's definitely a way.
There's no way she's ripping Zins. She's got a big old hog in and she's making the turn. There's no way.
Maybe.
There's no chance. No way the LPGA would allow that.
Dude, what the hell are they going to do?
Junkie says that she vapes now.
Gross.
It can't be grosser than cigarettes.
What would you rather if your wife had to do one? Smoke heart darts.
Probably vape.
Vape or Zen.
Probably vape. Yeah,
That like strawberry
smell. What about
you? I don't know. There would be something at least comical with the Zen aspect to it. Watch her pack a tin. I mean, that would be quite amusing to me.
Junkie says that Justin LeBron's parents really should have named him James. Missed opportunity there. Tech softball pitcher makes $1 million on her own. That's a good point. Forgot about that. Although a pitcher, I would argue,
but that's
though,
such an outlier.
I would argue that a pitcher in softball matters more than any single position on a college baseball team.
If not on earth.
Like, she's,
I mean, they pitch every day.
They pitch every day.
Yeah.
They don't, like, yeah.
It's extremely impactful.
But and even that $1 million, though, they can only finish in second.
And, yeah, they didn't win.
No, I mean, they had great seasons. You get runner-up back-to-back years. That's
Is it a failed season?
Huh?
Is it a failed season?
No. No chance.
Something random I want to ask you about. Do you want to tease it?
No.
Okay. You love the expansion of the NCAA March Madness.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, so I am too for the entertainment purposes. The regular season's been devalued from a fan standpoint for years. Like, it just is what it is. This March Madness is what it's all about. Are you foe or friend of expanding expanding the college football playoff?
Oh, I'm friend. I think it should be 24.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it devalues the greatest regular season?
No, I think it makes it better.
How?
Because you have more teams that are still alive.
Yeah, but you have less teams that are playing meaningful games.
No, you have more teams that are playing meaningful games.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, because the teams that are locked in aren't playing meaningful games anymore.
Disagree. You're still playing for seeding. You're still playing for potential home field advantage.
No. They're not going to take that the same way.
No.
Sure, but they're not going to take it the same way. Like Samson doesn't fight for seeding necessarily down the stretch. He does what's best for his team because he knows that they're in.
Go look at their minutes played in the Big 12 tournament.
If a guy's got an ankle injury and it's, you know, it's questionable, they'll err on the side of health.
That's fair.
Okay. In football, they'll always err on the side of playing because every game means that much.
How many teams are in that boat, though? How many teams are going to be in the boat where in the final 2 weeks of the season they're locked into a playoff spot?
Well, if it goes to 24, at maybe, least 16?
No, it wouldn't be that many.
Well, that many. Everyone that's leading their champ... Now, I don't know what's going to happen with the championship games, but it would be at least the top two seeds in every major conference.
I would hope they'd be locked in. The championship games if they expand, though. I do want to say that. I would be pro-eliminating conference championship games. Yeah, I think you should.
Not only for games played in like meaningless, but also just the calendar.
Like, you don't see a lot of teams hold out players in their conference championship games. That's no different than the final week of the regular season for a team.
Well, because I think the championship games still do mean something, at least to this group. Why? I don't know if it's going to maintain, because I think the aura is still there for the championship games.
Well, then wouldn't like Ohio State Buckeyes still care about beating Michigan?
No, I still think that they would care about that, but I think lesser games just wouldn't. Like, not everyone's big rivalry is the final week of the season.
Which is helpful.
Yep.
It's helpful to, like, keep the magnitude of the rivalry.
It is for the rivalry. It's not good for the end of the season, though. Like, I still think that you need to have a standard. I still think you need to be able to achieve something versus backing your way in to the playoffs. I don't like that. One, for society, LOL, old guy screaming. But I think it's boring to watch the NBA play-in games, like, going crazy for the Hornets because they're an under 500 team trying to get in as an 8 seed.
Well, no one's going to be
under
500.
It's just silly. No, but you're going to watch teams with 6 losses. Like, what are we doing?
They can't complain. If you have 6 losses, you can't be like, we should be in. That's a silly logic.
Everyone's going to complain. Everyone will complain.
Complaint's always going to be there. Let's
have a bar and let's set that bar and let's try to achieve that bar.
There's your bar.
No, that's horrible.
I don't think
so. You know what the top 25 is. It is way too many teams to think.
I disagree.
It is way too many teams for one, but the top 25, the bottom, what, third of the top 25 is consistently rotating amongst a pile of crap. It's just bad football constantly.
Bad football?
Oh,
God. And the bottom of the top 25 is bad football? Completely disagree.
Oh, really?
You think that the teams 20 through 25 are playing bad football?
Yes.
Oh, no.
When it comes to playing for a national championship and a playoff?
That's moving the bar. That's moving the bar. Saying national champion versus bad football is a total moving of the bar.
It's bad football because the idea is that if you're in the top 25, you're a playoff-worthy team. Like, that's insane.
I like it.
The top 25 is not worthy of the playoffs. The top 8.
But why is that? You're saying that they're not worthy of the playoffs because they couldn't win the title?
No. No, not even. No, because they haven't achieved anything. They just kind of survived. And you want to talk about dumbing down a schedule. Teams are going to consistently dumb down the schedule.
They should be docked for that.
But if all you have to, you're not, but if you're a name brand, you're never going to be docked enough to not be in the top 25.
I think it's more reason to have a stronger out of conference, though.
If for the lesser teams.
No, for the higher teams.
Texas never has to play an overly difficult schedule, certainly out of conference.
It would help them, though. It would help them for conference play. It would help them for season
purposes.
They
won't think that way. The goal is to get in. But no school thinks that way. It's not just Texas. I mean look at it.
There's plenty of teams that schedule.
Look at Texas
schedules.
Tech. All Texas Tech has to do is to be alive at the end of the season. They're in the playoffs.
You say that about every team.
No. Not if it's 24, if it's 8 or whatever. What is it now, 12? Like 12, I think it should be 8. I'm fine with 12. I get it. I'll acquiesce to the 12. Doubling it to 24 is insane.
It's great for the sport.
It's not.
It's great for the sport.
No, it's not, yeah, Jeremy.
It's Jeremy. Do you even like college football?
Every weekend we tune in to watch college football. College basketball starts and nobody watches. Nobody. I'm speaking in generalities.
That's not going to happen in college football.
But it will become. So, like, you can't miss. You can't get married on certain Saturdays of the week because of college football. Because every game matters. You don't want to miss it. Like,
argument to keep the playoff at 12 is marriage?
Yes, because.
And matrimony?
College football usurps marriage in this country in certain quadrants. It matters more.
It still will.
No, it won't.
Yes, because will. Alabama, will. Whenever Alabama plays, you're like, let's
not
get married when
every
the Tide
game,
play. Roll Tide.
Not every game will matter as much. Therefore, not every game is equally as much of a must watch.
I disagree.
You can't disagree with that. That's a fact.
It's not.
It is a fact that every game will not mean as much.
There's a chance they mean more. There's a chance. Okay, so like a
not
seven.
If,
a 7-4 SEC team.
I don't have any interest in a 7-4 SEC
team. It could be Alabama.
Team.
It could be LSU.
I don't care what the name is. I'm not
blue
the guy that's going to.
But you just said that there's going to be games late in the season that get watched less because of the playoffs.
No, I said
there's going to be games that get watched more.
I said all season.
Because of the playoffs.
The beauty of college football is that every game matters so much from week one to the end of the season.
And they still will.
No, they will not.
Absolutely they will.
You think a loss in week zero now matters in a 24-team format?
It hurts seeding, yeah.
No, but it's a moot point.
It hurts seeding, and it also puts more emphasis not to lose another
game. I'm not watching college football to see who gets seeded where.
I don't, you got to recondition your mindset.
No, I don't. They need to recondition, and you need to recondition.
I like college football. I want
I
more
love
teams
college
to
football. I want the season to matter.
It still
it's the
will
greatest
matter,
regular
though.
Season.
No, it still will be.
It doesn't mean – I'm not saying it won't matter. I'm saying in comparison to how much it matters now. It is the most meaningful college season in all of sports.
It still will.
No, it won't.
What's going to be more significant?
The women's lacrosse season where Northwestern just won the national championship for one.
You think that's more significant?
Depends who you're talking to, Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy, you can't tell me. You can't do it.
I like more teams. I like more high-stake football games.
It's not high-stake football.
There's 24
You're just
teams
moving where the stakes are. Like, you're so for instance, if it's 8, then it's our. Let's just, for argument's sake, it's the final four that get in. If it's 12, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 10, it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 that are competing. Now it's 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. You're just moving what stakes matter, not how many there are.
I think that's awesome.
No, why? Who gives a crap about
I care
the 24th
I care
right? You're trying to get the Cougs in?
I care a lot.
You're just trying to get the Cougs
in. I think a lot of it is moved over to like who's the best team in the Big Ten and who's the best team in the SEC, that you're getting teams in other conferences that should be fighting for a chance to win and they're not being allowed to.
I don't disagree with that.
That's why I'm a big proponent of those teams.
I will,
and extra teams.
I will take that. But I also think that we do ourselves like it's still entertainment at the end of the day, and you still need to achieve something to get into the dance.
I mean, they're not allowing 4-8.
It's not basketball where, listen, we've acquiesced to the fact that the regular season, just complete the season, you're good, just get into the tournament, everyone can get in. But in college football, that's the beauty of it. It's that you have to actually accomplish something.
How many teams are in college football?
A lot.
It's like 130 something?
Yeah, more than 24.
That's still like only 20% of its
sport. I know, but I'm good. But how many? Okay, seriously.
So you have to be in the top 20% of your sport to make it. I think that's significant. I think that's something.
How many do you think in a general year have a chance to truly
different
win the national championship?
Different conversation.
I agree. I'm just asking you how many of the top 25 have a true chance, generally speaking, to win the national championship?
10.
I would say 8. But
10 or so.
Okay. So what is the point? That's why I'm okay to go to 12, because you say 10, I say 8. Fine, 12, okay. And that allows teams like NIU when they have a big year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, like, who was the big one this year? Like, who was the good team? There really wasn't.
Tulane was pretty good.
But they were never championship, like,
but that's
truly
not a
caliber.
Qualification to make the playoff for me.
I don't disagree. I'm not saying it is. I think that when you start your season, you should have a shot to win the national championship. Now, that's a bigger discussion on how scheduling works throughout the regular season. Everyone plays a different schedule. Like, the gap of easiest to worst is absolutely huge, and it's really, 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 really bad. It makes no damn sense. But to put 24 teams in a schedule of 24 teams into a playoff where the 24th ranked team is, I mean, God, I don't know, Kansas?
The team should have a chance to fight for its right.
They did during the regular season. That's the point.
No, a lot of times they don't. A lot of times they're snubbed.
They do.
A lot of times there's the big conference bias to where the SEC and the Big Ten
Kansas.
Are getting picked over. Who knows? Kansas is one of the best 16
Kansas.
Teams in baseball this year.
Yeah, they
are.
They
didn't have
and
an opportunity
got,
like, to play it. But they,
if
like,
Kansas got,
if they weren't in the tournament, maybe they didn't, wouldn't even have a chance to advance.
If Kansas gets in with it being 12, earned, not given. I don't need the 24-ranked Kansas Jayhawks in. I don't need the 24th-ranked anybody
then
in.
Then don't watch it to the second round.
Jimmy, I'm going to watch no matter what. Okay, that's not the point.
If you want 12, start watching when they get to 12.
It's
pretty easy.
It is bad for the sport. You can
I don't think it's bad for the sport. There's not going to be any less eyeballs on the sport. In fact, there's going to be more eyeballs on the sport because the playoffs are going to draw more eyeballs to the sport. And there's also going to be fringe teams that are in competition to get into the final tournament that's going to also draw eyeballs to the sport. This whole, like, Mike Greenberg, oh, this is going to change Ohio State, Michigan forever. That's going to have less ratings next year or whenever they advance to 24? Of course it's not. They're still going to watch Ohio State, Michigan. Is Auburn and Alabama, when they play, going to have less eyeballs because of a 24-team playoff? Is Texas A&M going to have less eyeballs?
Yes.
No, it's not.
I will say that all of them will have lesser eyeballs, but it will be lesser eyeballs of the people that don't really care. It'll be
disagree.
The lesser casuals will
disagree.
Be tuned in. Well, it will, because
every eyeball that is lost,
the same state.
Every eyeball that could be lost in that game for the casuals is going to be won tenfold by the additional playoff teams. We got to go to break. 713.
Did you think Duke should have been in the playoffs last year?
I'd have to go look at their resume.
Wasn't it like Duke and like the ACC was a joke?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
So, but now they're a lock at what, 10 seed?
I think every conference should have more than one team representative, especially in the Power Four. Now, a group of five.
Okay, that's eight teams.
Well, I said more than one.
Okay, so that's eight teams.
Well, you're not going
to Power Four.
You're not going to take two from the SEC and have two from the ACC.
Okay, so then how about 12? We'll compromise. 12.
I'm good with 24.
I see you're 24. And I set you at 12.
All right, we got to get a break. The first two games of the NBA Finals has left me stunned. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Will on ESPN 97.5. Two Creeks Crossing Resort. That's your best place to watch all of your college football. Whether you want 12, whether you want 24, it doesn't matter. It's always great to watch college football at Two Creeks right there at Swampers as you're grabbing a drink. Escape the rat race, the hustle and bustle of the job, traffic, stress, whatever, and get out there to Two Creeks Crossing Resort and leave those troubles behind you. Escape the city and enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Open green spaces, 92 acres of property for you, by the way. Wildlife, beautiful, majestic trees. Some of the best fishing in Texas, too. You can fish right there on those two creeks. You can kayak on those two creeks as well. That's a lot of fun. And it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You're there in an hour and a half. Gas prices through the roof. You don't want to jump on a plane. No problem. You get out there to Two Creeks, you're in paradise in 90 minutes. Doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. It's awesome. They got it all, too. Glamping, waterfront cabins, a tree house, pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. Plus, Blue Bayou Bend, the new water park there is awesome. The Lazy River, you're going to love your time at Blue Bayou Bend. And they're always doing things for the kiddos, live music, food trucks, Father's Day weekend's coming up. Do yourself a favor and book your stay now at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
We'll get to the basketball in a little bit. Some junkies have some thoughts. Branham has to be just trying to be contrarian. I wish I could say it was. I'm a fan of the 24. Now, do I have selfish reasons for that? Yeah, I'm absolutely willing to admit that. Branham, you're wrong on this. It's terrible for college football. No one wants 8-4 teams in the playoffs. Well, I mean, conferences disagree. Every conference but the SEC wants 24. So, not everyone.
Coaches
not
want
everyone.
It. ADs want it because it's job security.
Probably. Yeah, but that's included in people. So, can't be everyone.
I do not. I genuinely don't give a damn what the coaches think about that.
I mean, they're experts of the field.
No, they're not.
Well, no offense, but I'll take Willie Fritz's opinion over yours.
I would not, because it's extremely jaded.
Also, define terrible for college football. Like, what does that mean? What does terrible for college football mean exactly? Because the only thing that really matters to these, like, conferences...
Depends who you're asking, right?
Yes, it depends on who you're asking. But what would the conferences tell you? The conferences tell you, well, basically whatever gets us paid the most.
100%.
I think that's every, you know, everything that college sports, every direction that it's moving, it's all about how can I maximize the dollar. This would make college football more money. More playoff games means more dollars for the sport, for the conferences, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know the terrible for college football. If you wanted to be like, well, the ratings would dip, I disagree. I don't think the ratings would dip. I think the ratings for the top games would stay ratings for the top games. And I think all of a sudden, 7-4 Alabama, 7-4 Auburn probably has a spike in ratings if they're like, it's basically a playoff game. It's a de facto playoff game.
Hell no. Because I think the fan knows, like, just two crappy teams playing. It's like, all right, whatever.
Which
7-4 team? I think the overall, so like a general football
you're
fan.
You're a college football fan.
Yeah.
You don't really have a dog in the Alabama-Auburn fight, right?
No.
So those two teams are playing Iron Bowl, final week of the regular season. The winner's probably going to get one of the final spots in the playoff. The loser's going to be eliminated. You're not watching that game? That game doesn't have intrigue for you?
Honestly, not as much as it would. Because I've just watched 11 games of each of them play crappy football. Like, I'm not saying I won't watch it, but I'm saying the degree of I've got honey, Alabama, Auburn, 2-7-4 teams are clashing. I've got to check it out.
TV ratings doesn't have that parameter of how much you're wanting to watch the
but
game.
I'm not going to tune in start to finish. I'm not going to – but if, what I'm saying is I'll watch it if it's convenient versus I got to watch it and orchestrate my day around it.
Yeah.
If those two teams were 11-0 fighting to get in the playoffs or 10-1, like, yo, dialed in for sure.
But you get that. You get that in the playoffs. You get that in the playoffs.
Yeah, what in the playoffs?
A couple of teams with one losses.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
one
that.
Loss.
That's what I'm saying. But you get that with 12. Yeah, I'm not. But I'm saying is I'm good on the four-loss teams battling it out.
My point is for the Week 12 ratings dip, which I don't think is existent. You think it could be slight for the casuals.
Mm-hmm.
You're winning that over tenfold by more playoff games.
And
also the deeper in the playoffs, you're going to have way more eyeballs, way more viewers equal way more dollars.
So, again, we've got it. Like, who are we? I'm talking for me when I have this. And I'm talking, if I may, everybody, for the fan. I'm talking for the city. I'm talking for the country.
I don't think you're talking for the city.
I represent. You're probably right about that. The city wants 24 because they want UH to get in. But UH could get in this year with the 12.
Is it more likely they get in with 24 or 12?
24, obviously.
And most schools are that way unless you're a blue blood SEC or Big Ten school.
Yeah, but like I again, and I'm in that boat too. I'm Northwestern. So there's certain years we make it, certain years we don't. In the last, I think it was 10 years, we'd make it four times if it was 24 teams, which, cool, but I'm not like a dumbass. I know if they're good and I know if they're not good. I know I don't need to watch my team get their ass kicked on the national stage again just to say we made the playoffs. It's like getting a wild card shirt. Like, okay, Tampa Bay, you got to the wild card and you're going to hang that banner. It's like the Lakers hanging an in-season tournament victory.
I don't think it's the same. I mean, you're competing in the final tournament of that sport. I think that's something that should be celebrated. I do think it's something that should be celebrated.
Wild. So you think you should celebrate a wild card berth to the MLB playoffs?
Yeah, I like being in the playoffs versus not being in the playoffs.
I agree. But do you think you should buy a shirt? Would you buy a shirt?
No, I wouldn't buy a wild card shirt.
All right.
No, but okay. I'd rather be in the tournament than not be
in
the
would also, but I'd rather get in the 12 team than the 24. Oh,
I don't. It would be the same for me. Junkie, these extra games to compete the college football playoffs will be so much better than all the stupid bowl games we have to watch. I would say that if you go to 24, I would want to eliminate the conference championship games, and I also would want to eliminate all the bowl games. I don't really love the bowl system considering where we are now in college football.
And isn't that another thing that kind of sucks?
No, I don't
care. Because of it?
I don't care about the extra bowl games. I'm probably in the minority there. I think I'm in the minority there. I personally don't care about college football bowl games.
Did you ever feel that way? Did you always feel that? Like, for instance, when Boise State beat Oklahoma back in that era, when it was the BCS era.
It was
era,
a New Year's 6 game.
I
guess it was
okay,
a New
well,
Year's
those games.
Game.
Okay, so here's my point.
But that would be a playoff game.
Okay, but this is my point.
I'd rather it be a playoff game than a bowl game.
I mean, that's fine. I agree with that. But don't we draw the line where, if you take up all the bowl games, like, I'm good on the New Year's 6 games being playoff games. I'm okay with the Caesars Bowl not being one. I'm okay.
You want
to make the Caesars Bowl a playoff game. And I think the rest of the
country's
like,
no, I want to eliminate bowl games.
No, but conceptually, you want to take the top 12 bowl games?
Yeah, it wouldn't be those same matchups. It'd be different matchups.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be team 21 versus 24. You know, it would be, you'd have to do the whole seating process of it. 713-780-ESPN.
The top 24 teams go.
Branham thinks North Texas and Navy playing in the college football means high leverage football.
God.
Man, I don't know.
Could you imagine having
North Texas had a great season?
They did.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to watch North Texas? Mm. North Texas was awesome last year. They had one
awesome,
of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Awesome, or they had two losses in a crap.
They had
crap
a fun
conference.
Brand of football. If you don't like the way that North Texas played football and would enjoy that, then you are a casual.
But they're not going to compete against a good
football
team.
That wasn't the point, though. No,
that's
one's saying
my
that,
point.
No one's saying that you compete.
I would like to see competition in the playoffs.
The 16 seed that's in the NCAA tournament isn't competing with the one seed.
But
you've
I agree.
Two 16 seeds ever beat a one.
We've said hell with it. Just throw it all together in March Madness.
But I'd rather have a strong playoff than a strong regular season. Like I don't.
You can have both. You don't.
I think
have
you would
to
still
pick.
Have both. Yeah, I think you would still have both.
You devalue the regular season, though.
Jeremy, you're off base. So. Will did not look happy after that last segment. I think he started to know Branham was right, but couldn't back off the take.
Horse, what am I right about? Though. What are you right about? Well, what do they
think
you're right
about? I think that person probably wants the 24. I think most texters want 12, though. Junkie, 24 teams is dumb. More playoffs, but you lose conference champs money. I think you still come out net positive, though, with that. Now, when the 24 team comes into play would be a factor there because, you know, the conferences certainly wouldn't want to lose money in this. You couldn't lose money in this. You would have to make money. More playoff games and less meaningless bowl games. I'm down. I would just eliminate the bowl system, personally.
You're essentially just having meaningless. I know they're not the same because you win a meaningless bowl game, you don't actually go anywhere. And if you win, you're 24. How would this even be? Oh, this is so stupid. 24 is so many. Like the 24 ranked team, if they win a game, that's it. They're not winning another game. And so it's dumb. It's still like this Little Caesars Bowl for the all intents.
I like giving the Cinderella a chance. And maybe it's not a 24, though, but maybe it's a 20 seed that gets by the first round and then pulls off this huge, shocking upset in the second round. Where all of a sudden they don't have a chance to win the national title, but they dethrone somebody who had a chance to win it all. That'd be awesome. That'd be Cinderella. Don't we love the Cinderellas in March?
No. Do
we
you?
Do. We love the
do
upset.
Do you love the Cinderellas
in March? Absolutely love
no,
the
you
upset.
Don't.
I love a buzzer beater upset.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Till when? Until when, though? Because there is.
Well, I'm a little different because I watch those teams.
Cinderella reaches.
Well, your argument here is going to be that Cinderellas don't pull the ratings number.
No, I don't care. So I don't fight for ratings. We've had that discussion. I'm just talking about me, what I enjoy. I want to watch the best of the best, best on best Final Four. Like the one we went to in San Antonio was obviously we were there, but watching those four teams was like just euphoria of college basketball. Great fan bases, a great sight, and four awesome teams, one seeds. Was it Auburn versus Florida and then Houston versus Duke? Those three games were the three best Final Four games I can remember in my life. It was awesome. That's what I want to see in football. I don't want to see the 24th Cinderella seed get to the Final Four, inevitably get their tail whipped. And if you're just, your argument is going to be like, well, what if not? Like,
well, the 24 got to the Final Four. I think it's a good indicator that you should have 24.
But and they wouldn't
they're capable
get there.
Of beating,
but it also
capable wouldn't. Of winning three games against the top 24 teams in the country.
You're right. But they wouldn't happen. And it certainly wouldn't happen year after year. Like
it wouldn't happen year after year. It would be once every blue moon. And 24, probably not. It probably wouldn't be the 24 seed. It'd probably be the 19th seed.
I mean, shoot, we saw teams got their tail whipped in the 12 format.
Upsets would still happen. Upsets, absolutely. Upsets are always going to happen, though. The whole, like, oh, we're going to avoid it. There was blowouts in the 4-team playoff. Like, blowouts are always going to exist.
I agree.
Also, has the newly expanded first round of the NFL playoffs made the road to the Super Bowl that much more compelling? No, but it's made more money for the league. Isn't reducing the conference championships, in a sense, reducing de facto playoff games seems a bit hypocritical. What changes the configuration of the number of teams from each conference? Do it like the FCS. That's probably too many. The top eight get a bye, and they're going to whine about who's getting the byes if you don't win your conference championship. That's why I still think there would be regular season stakes, is I do think that those top teams would be fighting for those byes. Also, would want more games to be at home on campus.
I agree with that entirely. Like, I'm anti-international college football games entirely because I think it's really, really stupid, and it takes away one of the best things of college football, which is the crowd and the atmosphere.
I want more of those.
You want more international games?
No, I meant the more home campus games.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. I hate neutral site games. I think one of the coolest things in college sports are when Kansas goes into Indiana to play basketball, or Kansas goes to, Duke goes to Chapel Hill is obviously going to happen because it's ACC, but the point is, like, the neutral site games, I hate when Houston plays at Toyota Center. Like, bring a team in. For Tita.
Well,
like
a lot of teams don't want to do
it. They don't do it. Yeah. I get it. I'm just saying I don't like it. I mean, it was like when I covered Wichita State, they couldn't schedule anybody because Wichita State played in the American, and they're like, well, I'm not playing a good team in the American. I'm just going to take – if I lose, I lose everything.
Plus, if you go to the Roundhouse, you can get beat.
Yeah, they used to be.
So why
Coke Arena used to be awesome.
It was a great place.
It is horrible now.
Yeah. It used to be a great place. Why would you want to go there?
Dude, it was so much fun back in the day, like when – when UH went up there in the ACC, AAC.
That was their first Road American game.
Yeah.
And Wichita State crushed
them. Were you surprised at how intense that building was?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so much fun.
It's a great place.
Yeah, I lived there for 3.5 years. It was like badass time to be there. When Fred was there, Ron Baker, Tekale Cotton, those guys. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, they were good. Landry Shamit was on the team.
Austin Reeves
was there. He's a freshman.
Yep.
Who was their white shooting guard? Who was really good too.
Well, Austin Reeves. Oh, Connor Frankamp.
Yep.
Yeah, he went to KU. He couldn't handle that.
Yeah, he was good. That was a good team. They had, I think it was Shaq Morris, their center.
Shaq Morris.
He was
the
really
center.
Good too. I think he was from Houston.
Darius Carter. Was he? Is Shaq a? I think he's a Houston kid. I don't talk to him, but I have his number and talk to him like.
Yeah, I think he's a Houston kid. YouTube Keith, you can move more bowl games to week one of the following season. I like that idea actually. There's so many upsets during the regular season. The Power Four makes you think that there wouldn't be the same upsets in a playoff system. Well, they don't want to find out.
Say that again. What was the argument?
Why would Power Four teams avoid upset in the playoffs when they can't avoid them in the regular season?
Well, it's not. They can. Well, first of all, because the problem is in the regular season you can kind of afford that L, and then the playoffs you can't, and you can afford it more now if it's 24 teams.
I think he's saying if they're susceptible to being beat during the regular season, why wouldn't they be in the playoffs?
Well. It's not that I'm not saying they're not susceptible. Anybody can beat on any given Saturday, as they say. But
especially against anybody in the top
25. In a regular season, you go into sleepy Troy. Like it's a little different than an upset in the postseason when you're up and ready to go.
713-780 ESPN HRP listener line. Let's get to the finals conversation. 2-0 Knicks with the series headed to the Big Apple. I'm a bit stunned here. Also, we'll get into the Rockets offseason roster build. What do they need to do in this offseason for the best interest of the organization? I was going to say competitive, but I don't know if there's anything they can do to be competitive. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Will on ESPN 97.5. You could be competitive for $1 million. Would you like a chance? Of course you would. Well, your chance is on June 13th. Where? At Dick's House of Sport in Friendswood at the Fanatics Games. You can show your skills and step up to the Fanatics Games PK Challenge, and you could be punching your ticket to Fanatics Fest this summer in New York, where you'll go head-to-head with some of the biggest names in the world, Tom Brady, David Ortiz, Noah Lyles. All you're going to do is going to test your accuracy with penalty kick attempts, aiming to strike designated targets in the goal. And at the end of the competition, the top three winners will be selected to qualify for Fanatics Games this summer at Fanatics Fest. Trio of Texans going to be out there hanging out, photo opportunities with Nico Collins, Danielle Hunter, Tank Dell, Go Cougs, my guy, card breaks, giveaways, and more as well. But here's the thing. Spots are limited. You need to RSVP now for your chance at $1 million at fanaticsgames.com. That's fanaticsgames.com. Your road to Fanatics Fest and $1 million begins June 13th at Dick's House of Sport in Friendswood. Sign up now at fanaticsgames.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.